Chapter 10. Owen. I leaped to my feet, slipping past Zara to step outside of the cave. There, at the entrance to our ravine, is the same quill-backed demon that had been searching for us the night before. Hells, I curse, ducking down to avoid being seen. The manticore is standing still, swinging its head in the same side-to-side manner as it had last night. "Do you think it saw me?" Zara whispers. "Not sure," I reply, keeping a wary eye on the enormous creature from behind a rock. What I wouldn't give for some of her mage fire right about now, I think, silently cursing the men who had disarmed us. My hatchet and a good bow would be helpful, too. A few tense minutes pass, neither of us talking as the demon stands motionless, sniffing the air. Then, with a lumbering gait, it begins making its way to the back of the ravine. "Damn it," I swear, "it's coming right for us."
"What do we do?"
Zara sounds frightened, her eyes growing wide. "The only thing we can do," I reply. "We need to find a way to kill it."
"Kill a manticore?"
she says, her voice a whispered shriek.
"With what? Sticks and stones?"
"If necessary, yes," I mutter, searching about the cave for anything we can use. Not finding anything particularly useful, I turn back to Zara. "Try to make some kind of a torch." I keep my voice low. "We have fire. We might as well use it. Maybe it'll frighten that thing away."
"All right,"
she replies, bending down to gather up our meager pile of sticks.
"What are you going to do?"
"Distract it," I reply, making my way back to the mouth of the cave. The demon is getting closer, its large, spiny body climbing over rocks at a steady pace. It's going to smell the fire, I think, searching for a path to run. If it makes it up here, we're going to be trapped like rats in this cave. I'm uncertain about whether the beast will be able to fit inside the cave's entrance, but I don't intend to find out. Before Zara can object, I pick up a rock and leap from my hiding spot, winding up and throwing it as hard as I can. The small stone soars through the air and hits the manticore right in the back with a dull thud. "Hey!" I shout, waving my arms wildly. "Look over here!" The demon stares up at me, lets out an angry howl, its red eyes blazing. I immediately take off running, picking out a steep path on the hill leading away from Zara and the cave. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see the creature moving, twisting its body and scrambling toward my position. The sun is almost completely set, presenting another danger of tripping and falling, but time spent training as a ranger in the forests of Tarsinium has given me nimble feet. Running up the broken hill and clambering to the top of a large boulder, I look behind me to see that the demon has quickly closed the distance between us, moving extremely fast for a beast of its size. I curse, quickly taking another path as it leaps, wedge-shaped mouth snapping. The manticore misses, eating a mouthful of dirt as I run the other way. My heart pounds in my chest and I berate myself for not finding a makeshift weapon earlier in the day. Sharp, spun-like quills begin to fall around me, cracking like arrows against the rocks as the creature launches them from its body. I curse again as one narrowly misses the side of my head, and I duck down behind a small cluster of bushes for cover. When I hear the creature move once again, I jump back into action, sprinting in a twisting path to confuse it. Zara emerges from the cave, carrying an improvised torch made from some of the branches and waving the flaming thing above her head like a beacon. "Hey, you big ugly brute!" she shouts, getting its attention. "Why don't you come try me instead?" The beast stops and turns its hideous head, letting out another roar as it considers which prey to pursue. Taking this pause as an opportunity, I search about frantically for something, anything I can use as a weapon. A jagged fist-sized stone catches my eye and I quickly snatch it up, turning back to face the manticore. Only when I come around, it's no longer there. It's already scrambling down the hill in a straight line for Zara. "Crazy mage," I mutter, jumping back into an all-out run. "Zara, run! It shoots its quills like arrows!" Fortunately, she heeds my warning and begins to run away, diving for cover as it launches a volley of quills at her. As soon as the shooting stops, she continues to weave her way across the uneven terrain, moving opposite from me. "Got to bring that beast down," I think, trying to come up with a way to kill it. "And it's too dark to see much." I spot a boulder on a nearby ledge and get an idea, running toward it before I can have a chance to second-guess myself. "Try to bring it this way, Zara! I have an idea!" She actually manages to move quickly, despite her long mage robes, nimbly dashing over the stony ground. When the demon gets close, she hurls the torch, which flares to life as it ignites some nearby bushes. This buys her time, the creature rearing up and shrieking angrily at the flames. As I climb up the ledge, she races to my position. Reaching down, I pull her up beside me. As we do so, the demon reorients itself, breaking away from the fire and focusing its attention on both of us. It scrambles forward, making its way up the hill and howling as it reaches the bottom of the ledge. Using its tail like a spear, it lashes out from below like a scorpion, stabbing at us with its wicked barb. Zara screams and the two of us dodge, narrowly avoiding being pierced to death. There is a brief pause as the demon retracts its tail, getting ready for another attack, and I decide to spring my trap. It's now or never, I think determinedly. Rushing behind the boulder, I use my shoulder to shove against it with all my might. Once, twice, three times. My shoulder flares with pain, but my efforts pay off as the great stone budges. It shifts, grinding against the stone ledge as it slips and tumbles down, falling onto the demon's unsuspecting head with a sickening crunch. Then, everything becomes still. Tentatively, the two of us lean out over the ledge to see for sure if we manage to kill it. To our relief, only its lower half is visible, protruding from beneath the boulder, its legs twitching oddly.
"Light almighty above," Zara breathes, letting out a small tired laugh. "I can't believe that actually worked."
"Me neither," I reply, sinking down to sit on the ledge. Gazing out at the ravine, I watch as the brush fire smolders down to a few glowing embers. Luckily, the spindly bushes don't take long to burn out. Otherwise, the whole hill might have caught fire. "That was good work with the torch," I say after a moment, glancing at her as she settles down next to me. "It almost had me before you intervened."
"I thought both of us were dead," she admits shakily. "Light, I don't think I've ever been so scared in my entire life."
Catching my breath, I take her hand, kissing her fingers gently. "We're okay, though. We're going to be okay." She nods and gives me a relieved smile before we make our way down from the ledge and slowly approach the demon's corpse. After a few seconds, we relax when the beast remains motionless. The trap had done its job well, killing the manticore instantly by crushing its skull. Reaching down, I pull out one of the demon's quill-like spines, cutting a small gash in my palm in the process. It isn't deep, but it stings fiercely. I'll have to take care to keep it from getting infected, somehow. The spine itself is almost like a dagger, made from a chitinous material that's as hard as steel. Using a bit of cloth for a handle, I should be able to turn it into a useful tool. Upon closer inspection, the entire upper half of the creature seems to have been completely smashed by the boulder, leaving the lower half in relatively good shape. Blood has begun to pool beneath it on the stones, black, oily stuff, similar to what I've seen come out of the Gorgons. On impulse, I crouch down and use the improvised quill dagger to cut into the creature's flank.
"What are you doing?"
Zara asks, crinkling up her nose.
"The last thing we need to survive is food," I reply, slicing off a chunk of its flesh. "This manticore has plenty of meat on it. I say we cook it."
Zara makes a gagging sound and shakes her head emphatically.
"That's disgusting, Owen. Under no circumstances will I actually eat a demon."
"Don't be such a baby," I reply, standing up. In one hand I hold the spine, and in the other I clutch a bloody hunk of meat. "It's either this or risk starving to death."
"I'll take my chances," she says stubbornly,
pointedly looking away from my blood-dripping prize. We pick our way back to the cave, settling down beside the fire pit and nursing the flames back to life. Once the blaze is fully renewed, I find a flattish rock and place it on the coals, cutting the meat into strips with the quill dagger and laying them down to cook. Soon, the rock is sizzling as juices run off it and into the fire, sending up tendrils of smoke. It actually smells quite good. Pinching one of the strips between my forefinger and thumb, I pick it up and blow on it before shoving it into my mouth. Zara shakes her head in disgust, but I ignore her, chewing thoughtfully on the cooked flesh. It's tough without being foul or rubbery. In fact, it's surprisingly tasty, especially after going so long without food. I swallow, then glance over at Zara.
"Well?"
she asks, looking like she's about to be sick.
"How is it?"
"It's still early," I reply with a small smile, "but I don't feel like I'm being poisoned."
And how does it taste?
My smile widens into a full-fledged grin.
Like chicken.
She bites her lip, looking from me to the other strips of meat sizzling on the rock. I can tell she's conflicted by the way the corners of her eyes pinch together, her stomach no doubt protesting from lack of food. Finally, she lets out a long sigh, leaning forward and picking up a piece for herself.
If it does end up being poisonous, I'm going to have strong words with you, Owen.
Then, hesitantly, she puts it into her mouth. I watch as she chews, noting how her entire body seems to relax.
Oh, light, she murmurs. That's really good.
Chuckling, I reach down and grab another morsel, popping it into my mouth and relishing the taste. Within minutes, the grease-covered stone is empty. I'll have to go out at first light and cut away as much of the meat as I can, I say, leaning against the cold, rough wall of the cave. That way we can cure it in the sun to keep it from spoiling. Maybe I can even build an oven out of stone so I can smoke it.
What I wouldn't give for some freshly baked bread, Zara says wistfully, settling down near the wall against me. Maybe a glass of red wine to wash it all down.
Demon meat will have to do for now, I reply dryly, not wanting to dwell too much on the thought of a good cup of Mrs. Ellis's spiced wine. We sit in silence for a time, watching the fire slowly die down. As the darkness deepens, we decide to go to bed. The events of the last few days have left us both drained and exhausted. Lying side by side in the sand near the back of the cave, we drift off to sleep. The last thing I remember is her snuggling up next to me, and me wrapping her up in my arms.